Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate Christian Apostolic Church's 40th anniversary. We've been in celebration since this past Friday with special services on Friday, Saturday, and an all-day celebration today. Today's celebration started at 10 a.m., and by the time you're hearing this, we're enjoying hamburgers and hot dogs and all the trimmings in a great dinner on the grounds with lots of indoor and outdoor games and tons of activities that are both fun and amazing. Wild man Jerry Samus is on location, and he's doing a live pouring of hot liquid bronze, helping us to create a replica of a biblical artifact, a Davidic javelin. He's brought one with him that's already made, and the men are out there now throwing it, and he's helping us to finish another one that we'll be able to keep at our church as a memento of our 40th anniversary celebration. We hope you'll come out and join us. There's going to be fun all day and a powerful service tonight starting at 6 p.m. That's at Christian Apostolic Church, where we're enjoying our 40th anniversary celebration on North 20th Street, just past the Northview neighborhood, right at the entrance to Arlington. Driving directions and a map are available on our website at cac.us.com. Before we get into our special 40th anniversary celebration edition of the broadcast, let's have some great music by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. This is one of my favorites from their album, Let the Worshippers Arise. The name of this song is Friend of God.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me?
Who am I?
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church, where we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. I'm holding in my hands a beautiful coffee table book. It's a history book called Our Historical Stepping Stones of the West Virginia District. It is a history of the old East Central District and the current West Virginia District, spanning three different church organizations: the Pentecostal Church Incorporated, the Pentecostal Assemblies of Jesus Christ, and the United Pentecostal Church International. Those first two merged to create the third one. And here in Clarksburg, on our 40th anniversary at Christian Apostolic Church, I can't think of a better occasion to read from page 83 and 84 of this history book. Brother William Bill Feathers and Sister Beverly Feathers moved to Clarksburg, West Virginia in April 1971 for the express purpose of establishing a new home mission church. Previously, Brother Curtis Stallard had labored to establish a United Pentecostal Church International presence in Clarksburg. Brother Stallard later felt the Lord calling him to a different field of labor. Before his departure, he sold a building they had been using for church services and donated the proceeds from the sale to Brother and Sister Feathers to assist them in getting another church started. The goal of both was the same: to have an apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled, United Pentecostal Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Soon after the Feathers' arrival, they purchased a Methodist church building at 1336 North 19th Street in Clarksburg's Northview neighborhood. They spent about 6 weeks laboring to completely remodel the interior of the building, adding Sunday school rooms, a restroom, and a baptistry. The founding members assisted, including a young preacher by the name of Charles Hoskins, who is yet serving as an elder of Christian Apostolic Church. The congregation had a mind to work, and the humble beginnings of Christian Apostolic Church soon became a reality. The remodeled building was soon opened for services, and excitement and momentum were tangible. The first service was on Sunday, May 23, 1971, with 21 persons in attendance. God anointed the work powerfully, and soon many souls were added to the church. Pastor Feathers was a dynamic preacher who was determined to pioneer a church in Clarksburg for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knocked doors and taught many Bible studies in living rooms and kitchens of Clarksburg. His ministry produced a steady flow of disciples who were also soul winners. Soon, the young congregation outgrew the church building. Under Pastor and Sister Feathers' leadership, the church purchased property just outside the Clarksburg city limits, and they began construction of a new facility while continuing to worship in the previous location with standing room only. According to a newspaper article clipped from the Clarksburg Exponent Telegram, dated Sunday, March 24, 1974, only 3 years into the work, the church's record attendance was 186, and two Sunday school bus routes had been established. This record was accomplished while Christian Apostolic Church was still meeting at the original location. On Easter Sunday, March 26, 1978, the seven-year-old congregation held their first service in the new facility, even though it was not totally completed. On that day, there was a triumphant march from the former building to their new location on North 20th Street, beyond Northview and at the entrance to Arlington. By May of 1978, the new building was completed, and Christian Apostolic Church hosted the West Virginia District Spring Conference of the United Pentecostal Church International in their new facility. Pastor Feathers had a gift for winning and influencing men, many of whom were called into ministry and some became pastors. From Christian Apostolic Church, a number of preachers founded churches in nearby areas, such as Calvary Apostolic Church by Pastor David Harris Sr. in Grafton, West Virginia, and Midway Apostolic Church by Pastor George C. Cross in Philippi, West Virginia. Christian Apostolic Church's pastoral succession and tenure reads as follows. Pastor Bill Feathers served Christian Apostolic Church until his death in 1992. After his death, CAC was led for 3 years by Pastor Leonard Plowman, until 1995. Then CAC was blessed by the leadership of Pastor Terry Null for about 7 years, until the year 2002. Christian Apostolic Church's current leader, Pastor Doug Joseph, has served from 2002 until the present. Both of the living former pastors and our founding First Lady occasionally come back to CAC to minister, and the church body is blessed to maintain ties with them. All of Christian Apostolic Church's pastors and First Ladies have been phenomenal individuals. We're thankful for our godly heritage here at Christian Apostolic Church. In March of 2008, the mortgage was paid and a great celebration was held, and today Christian Apostolic Church is alive and well. Souls are being added to the church daily, and faithful disciples are continuing to grow in faith and wisdom. Christian Apostolic Church recently located and purchased property on I-79 and will soon begin construction of a new home for the Christian Apostolic Church family. As we continue our 40th anniversary celebration special edition of the broadcast, let's enjoy more music now by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their album, Let the Worshippers Arise, the name of this song is You Are God Alone.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. That's what you are.
Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate Christian Apostolic Church's 40th anniversary. We've been in celebration since this past Friday with special services on Friday, Saturday, and an all-day celebration today. Today's celebration started at 10 a.m., and by the time you're hearing this, we're enjoying hamburgers and hot dogs and all the trimmings in a great dinner on the grounds with lots of indoor and outdoor games and tons of activities that are both fun and amazing. Wild man Jerry Samus is on location, and he's doing a live pouring of hot liquid bronze, helping us to create a replica of a biblical artifact, a Davidic javelin. He's brought one with him that's already made, and the men are out there now throwing it, and he's helping us to finish another one that we'll be able to keep at our church as a memento of our 40th anniversary celebration. We hope you'll come out and join us. There's going to be fun all day and a powerful service tonight starting at 6 p.m. That's at Christian Apostolic Church, where we're enjoying our 40th anniversary celebration on North 20th Street, just past the Northview neighborhood, right at the entrance to Arlington. Driving directions and a map are available on our website at cac.us.com. As we continue our 40th anniversary celebration special edition of the broadcast, let's enjoy more music now by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their album, Let the Worshippers Arise, the name of this medley is In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died,
bought with the precious blood of Christ.
exist in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church, where we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. I'm holding in my hands a beautiful coffee table book. It's a history book called Our Historical Stepping Stones of the West Virginia District. It is a history of the old East Central District and the current West Virginia District, spanning three different church organizations: the Pentecostal Church Incorporated, the Pentecostal Assemblies of Jesus Christ, and the United Pentecostal Church International. Those first two merged to create the third one. And here in Clarksburg, on our 40th anniversary at Christian Apostolic Church, I can't think of a better occasion to read from page 83 and 84 of this history book. Brother William Bill Feathers and Sister Beverly Feathers moved to Clarksburg, West Virginia in April 1971 for the express purpose of establishing a new home mission church. Previously, Brother Curtis Stallard had labored to establish a United Pentecostal Church International presence in Clarksburg. Brother Stallard later felt the Lord calling him to a different field of labor. Before his departure, he sold a building they had been using for church services and donated the proceeds from the sale to Brother and Sister Feathers to assist them in getting another church started. The goal of both was the same: to have an apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled, United Pentecostal Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Soon after the Feathers' arrival, they purchased a Methodist church building at 1336 North 19th Street in Clarksburg's Northview neighborhood. They spent about 6 weeks laboring to completely remodel the interior of the building, adding Sunday school rooms, a restroom, and a baptistry. The founding members assisted, including a young preacher by the name of Charles Hoskins, who is yet serving as an elder of Christian Apostolic Church. The congregation had a mind to work, and the humble beginnings of Christian Apostolic Church soon became a reality. The remodeled building was soon opened for services, and excitement and momentum were tangible. The first service was on Sunday, May 23, 1971, with 21 persons in attendance. God anointed the work powerfully, and soon many souls were added to the church. Pastor Feathers was a dynamic preacher who was determined to pioneer a church in Clarksburg for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knocked doors and taught many Bible studies in living rooms and kitchens of Clarksburg. His ministry produced a steady flow of disciples who were also soul winners. Soon, the young congregation outgrew the church building. Under Pastor and Sister Feathers' leadership, the church purchased property just outside the Clarksburg city limits, and they began construction of a new facility while continuing to worship in the previous location with standing room only. According to a newspaper article clipped from the Clarksburg Exponent Telegram, dated Sunday, March 24, 1974, only 3 years into the work, the church's record attendance was 186, and two Sunday school bus routes had been established. This record was accomplished while Christian Apostolic Church was still meeting at the original location. On Easter Sunday, March 26, 1978, the seven-year-old congregation held their first service in the new facility, even though it was not totally completed. On that day, there was a triumphant march from the former building to their new location on North 20th Street, beyond Northview and at the entrance to Arlington. By May of 1978, the new building was completed, and Christian Apostolic Church hosted the West Virginia District Spring Conference of the United Pentecostal Church International in their new facility. Pastor Feathers had a gift for winning and influencing men, many of whom were called into ministry and some became pastors. From Christian Apostolic Church, a number of preachers founded churches in nearby areas, such as Calvary Apostolic Church by Pastor David Harris Sr. in Grafton, West Virginia, and Midway Apostolic Church by Pastor George C. Cross in Philippi, West Virginia. Christian Apostolic Church's pastoral succession and tenure reads as follows. Pastor Bill Feathers served Christian Apostolic Church until his death in 1992. After his death, CAC was led for 3 years by Pastor Leonard Plowman until 1995. Then CAC was blessed by the leadership of Pastor Terry Null for about 7 years until the year 2002. Christian Apostolic Church's current leader, Pastor Doug Joseph, has served from 2002 until the present. Both of the living former pastors and our founding First Lady occasionally come back to CAC to minister, and the church body is blessed to maintain ties with them. All of Christian Apostolic Church's pastors and First Ladies have been phenomenal individuals. We're thankful for our godly heritage here at Christian Apostolic Church. In March of 2008, the mortgage was paid and a great celebration was held, and today Christian Apostolic Church is alive and well. Souls are being added to the church daily, and faithful disciples are continuing to grow in faith and wisdom. Christian Apostolic Church recently located and purchased property on I-79 and will soon begin construction of a new home for the Christian Apostolic Church family. Although our radio broadcast is now drawing to a conclusion, if you're listening to the morning airing of this broadcast, our 40th anniversary celebration is not drawing to a conclusion and will be continuing for the rest of this day and on into the evening. We hope you will join us. Find a map and driving directions on our website at cac.us.com. That's cac.us.com. If you're unable to make it over and join in our celebration, then we encourage you to tune in again next week when we'll turn our hearts to the voice of truth, the Word of God.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.